Blackstone Audio presents Room Full of Mirrors, a biography of Jimi Hendrix, by Charles R. Cross. The following dedication appears in the book. For my father, who during my boyhood put an arm around my shoulder and read me Prince Valiant comics. Author's note. Biographers often spend time in graveyards, copying down epitaphs, but rarely do they stand by watching a cemetery worker unearth a lost grave with a shovel, as was my providence in the course of writing this book. The rediscovery of the grave of Jimi Hendrix's mother was the most chilling moment in the 4 years it took to write Room Full of Mirrors. It was also unexpected. It occurred only because I simply couldn't believe that Greenwood Memorial Park had no exact location for Lucille Hendrix Mitchell's grave. And I pestered the cemetery office until they finally sent a worker, armed with a shovel and an ancient map, to search the rows of decaying headstones. Biographers who choose deceased subjects are all gravediggers in a way, with a bit of Dr. Frankenstein thrown in. We seek to bring our subjects back to life, if only temporarily, in the pages of a book. Usually our goal is to animate our characters. Rarely are we searching for final remains and ancient caskets. Nothing can prepare one for the moment of standing in a muddy graveyard, watching aghast as a groundskeeper pushes a shovel into the ground like a sloppy archaeologist. If there was justice in that particular adventure, it springs from the fact that in some twisted way this biography began in that same graveyard 3 decades before. It was in Greenwood Memorial Cemetery, a few miles south of Seattle, that I first came as a teenage fan to pay my respects.